The police found Hagatha pacing and babbling unintelligibly on the Pokigama Lake Dam, a concrete and timber crib dam constructed 10 years earlier. By now, Hagatha's break with reality was in full swing. So when she saw the cadre of police officers approaching, she thought they were Israelites seeking protection from Pharaoh. In response, she invoked a line from the Book of Exodus. "I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." But apparently the police officers didn't feel they needed saving, and escorted her off the dam. Fortunately, Hagatha didn't protest. All the way back to the police department, Hagatha recited snippets of what sounded like biblical quotes. They probably didn't need a doctor to tell them she was crazier than a loon. But they followed protocol and had a doctor examine her at the hospital. The hospital in Grand Rapids in 1895 was little more than a house staffed by volunteers from the church, a nurse, a midwife, and one doctor. Their primary patients were pregnant women with complications and lumberjacks injured in the line of duty. They didn't have the capacity or competency to do major surgery, provide overnight care, or treat patients deemed to be insane. The police also had Evelyn and Charles Shepherd confirm that she was the young woman who tossed the baby into the river. No matter how the police tried, however, they were unable to learn the woman's identity. Every time they asked her name, she responded, "I am that I am. I am has sent me unto you," once again referencing the Bible. Ironically, it was much easier to commit Hagatha to the closest insane asylum 185 miles away than to incarcerate her in prison. There were only two prisons in Minnesota, one of them in Stillwater and the other in St. Cloud. However, neither were equipped to accept women. Committing Hagatha to the Fairdale Falls State Hospital was easy. Getting her there was another matter. The trip required a torturous 2-day journey involving a day-long horse-driven carriage ride from Grand Rapids to Duluth, then 8 hours on a train, topped off by another horse-driven carriage ride. This was a challenging trek even for the most well-adjusted individuals, and Hagatha was nowhere near well-adjusted. In fact, she was decompensating rapidly, making the trip to the asylum that much more difficult. Her perception of the police suddenly changed on the carriage ride to Duluth. No longer was she the savior of the embattled children of Israel. Now she was the persecuted victim who saw them as the enemy. She lashed out, kicking, clawing, biting, and spitting at her captors. Simple handcuffs were insufficient. They eventually used rope to tie her arms and legs and put a canvas bag over her head. Totally restrained now, it also eliminated the chance of being bit or spat upon. It also eventually stopped the stream of profanity as Hagatha struggled to get enough oxygen.